Okay, so my poster is over there in the corner beside the coffee, so feel free to help yourself and have a browse. So it's lovely to be here today to get an opportunity to talk about some of the engaged research that we're involved in. So this is research that I was involved in with one of my PhD students, Cliona Murray, at the Department of Education, and also colleagues in sociology, politics, and economics. So I'm going to talk today about some research that was conducted by the Department of Education and Skills in conjunction with the Department for Social Protection, Department for Children and Youth Affairs, and the Higher Education Authority. So the remit was to conduct an independent review to identify the barriers and obstacles for lone parents in accessing higher education and to examine measures to increase participation by lone parents. So this arose from an item listed in the Programme for Government in May 2016 in the section on education relating to future skills. So initially the research was to be completed over a six-week period from the middle of July 2016 to August 2016, and showing the complexity of engaged research, the actual final report was eventually submitted to the Department of Education and Skills by April 2017. And that was because of the interest that the project generated from the interaction of stakeholders, lone parents stakeholder groups, political parties, and this interdepartmental approach to research. So the review was commissioned by these the departments, and it turned out to be a really, really important aspect of the research, getting all these departments together, because it turns out that their policies impinge on lone parents in conflicting and divergent ways. So the research had a considerable desk research aspect, and to this regard it was really important because surprisingly, or maybe not, an evidence base for investing in the higher education levels of lone parents had to be justified. So from that we drew on research from other institutional contexts, highlighting how increases in educational attainment for lone parents and their families is not only good as an end in itself, but it's also good in terms of reducing child poverty, deprivation risks, poverty risks, all of which lone parent families are absolutely at a heightened risk of in the Irish context. Secondary data analysis of existing administrative data sets when available and research data was undertaken using the Growing Up in Ireland to give an understanding of the life course of lone parents and their educational acquisition over time. What was I going to say next? Apart from all that, the most important thing was to be led by lone parent stakeholder groups. So initially we had funding to talk to lone parent stakeholder groups to identify the barriers and supports that are there and the difficulties in translating those supports for accessing higher education. And then some later money was also provided to conduct interviews with actual lone parents who had made it to higher education themselves. So the process was quite, it was difficult at times. Okay, so the key findings as illustrated by the poster relate to the inconsistencies in the supports on offer across a range of areas for lone parents between FE and HE. So while lone parents tend to be well supported, they tend to be well supported by the state up to a certain level of education, but when it comes to higher education, the supports tend to be much more difficult to access. What was really interesting was the complexity for lone parents in accessing financial supports as a result of the different bundles of research. So if you can think of, there's all these different bundles of research depending on what type of lone parent you are. And then, of course, if you think of these bundles as cogs, each time housing policy changes, that changes conditionality on whether you can actually access higher education or not. So we identified all those tensions. And then, of course, Philip, the limited flexibility offered by higher education in offering access to higher education for lone parents. So because of the extension of the lifetime of the project, the report was published on the Department of Education and Skills website on the 22nd of August in 2017, and the recommendations from the report were announced in Dáil proceedings one day later on the 23rd, so it had considerable traction in terms of impact terms. And the review gained some more traction because in the budget for 2017, the DSP announced the introduction of €500 cost of education allowance for all parents who were in receipt of the Back to Education allowance, so they reinstated this grant financial support. And the DES also announced an allocation of €1 million for measures to support an increase in the number of lone parents accessing higher education, and the HEIs are now working on the PAT proposals. But, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still a lot of kind of stakeholder work to be done, sitting down with lone parents and with the relevant agencies to progress this issue further. Thank you.